Welcome back to Let's Get Local here on a Saturday morning, chilly Saturday morning, as we approach the noon hour here in just a little bit. Thanks so much for listening to Devil Radio 92.7 or 1580 AM, again, streamed online as well. And don't forget, all of these Saturday programs are replayed tomorrow. So if you loved listening to them today and you want to listen again tomorrow, great. Or if you know somebody who missed them today and want to tell them, hey, those are on tomorrow, that's where you can find them. We would love that as well. So thanks so much for listening. Thanks to our sponsors, Madison Water Utility, and of course, Evolution Financial as well. Two great sponsors of Let's Get Local and Devil Radio 92.7. So our next guest, I'm really excited to talk about. We were talking with Colin a little bit just before about what's happening in the event industry and how they are some of the groups right now that people are trying to get some assistance to because they've been hit really hard. However, there are some bright spots. We're going to talk to Jeffrey Sandler of Celebrations Entertainment, who's always a positive guy and brings the positivity. Tell us about his business and then what he sees moving forward. Jeffrey, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. Thank you, Jason. Nice to see you, hear you, see you both.
It's always good, Jeffrey, to talk with you and see you as well. Now, before we get to the business of the business, how about J.J. Watt? Can we get him back to Wisconsin?
Oh, my God. We have to get him to the Packers. Okay. That would just be the most ultimate ever. Absolutely. Yep. That would be incredible.
All right. Jeffrey's sending out good vibes, too, to make that happen. So we're all doing our part. Jeffrey, you have such an amazing business that's certainly transformed over the last year, for sure. But tell us a little bit about Celebrations Entertainment.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Yeah, so my company is an event entertainment and event production company. Pre-COVID, we did live events, right? The virtual event wasn't even pretty much in our vocabulary at all. So weddings and dances and corporate events and fundraising events. We do a ton of fundraising events as an MC and auctioneer. I help raise a lot of money for some nonprofits. We do outside movie nights. We did casino nights. Well, we will do again all of these again, I'm sure. But a casino night, entertainment experience, like all of those things. So that's kind of my business.
And when 2020 hit and the pandemic hit, you did what?
Well, since 99% of our business is based on people gathering in public places, our business came to a screeching halt. And, you know, I went into entrepreneur mode, right? I went into, okay, this is happening, but how can I make this, turn this and pivot and make this into a positive so I can keep on feeding not only my family, but my, my staff, right? Because my staff is my other family. So I had families to feed. I had, you know, revenue that I still needed to bring in. So, you know, hit the pavement just like I did when I first started my business over 30 years ago, just hitting, you know, just pounding the pavement and reaching out to the connections that I've built over the past few decades and just turning and learning, right? We learned how to transition and pivot to a virtual world. And then came the convincing our clients to be able to, you know, let them know that they can still live in a virtual world and have some events in the virtual setting.
And another fun thing you did, Jeffrey, you created a studio space, yeah, right, to really dress it up. Because you do things with some style. I know that about you.
Thank you. Yeah, we turned about a quarter of our warehouse space into basically a streaming virtual studio. We set up all the lights that we normally bring to events to kind of perfectly light the space. We set up the podiums that we own and the high-end HD digital cameras and really kind of set up a production area and a place where people can host their virtual event right from our studio if they want to.
So right now, in the last year or so, what kind of things can people work with you on? What have they done? What's gone great?
Yeah, we've done incredible events. We've done, you know, from a fireside chat that United Way did with us, having two separate areas to, you know, socially distance the people that were there in the studio, to being the MC and auctioneer to an event. Tonight, I'm emceeing an event that is actually happening in Austin, Texas. We're doing the production and I'm the MC for it. And the event is normally in Austin and the nonprofit is in Austin, but they found out about us. And so we're doing it all right here from Madison. So, that's going to be a very fun night tonight to be able to raise money for them.
What an interesting way to kind of grow your business too, right? I mean, it's opened some avenues. There were challenges. You worked your way through those, but you're opening avenues as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for saying that. It's been interesting. It's been fun. It's been, you know, I mean, as an entrepreneur, right? I mean, I hearkened back to, you know, when I first started the business, like I said before, and, you know, kind of building relationships and building trust, and all of those things really had to happen again, you know, all over again to, you know, to not only learn how to do these, but then to then educate our clients on, you know, how this journey can really help them. So, yeah,
I was participating in a couple of conferences recently as well. That were, you know, virtual conferences, and, you know, so now that we've been exposed to this, and a lot of people are excited to get back to in-person things, and we see the light at the end of the tunnel, hopefully at this point, but still having that virtual option, I think, is going to be great moving forward too. Cause then, you know, like you said, you can do things from anywhere and still right. attend and still be a part of it.
It's incredible, Jason. My vision for the future is all of these conferences, all of these fundraisers, all of, you know, even corporate events that we've done. You know, we have some clients in Madison, like Exact Sciences and ProMega, that have employees all over the world, right? Hisight is one of our clients. We did their award ceremony this year that they normally do in Las Vegas, and they fly all of their you know, top salespeople in. We did it right from our virtual studio with the president of the company standing in our virtual studio doing the awards ceremony, and people all over the world were on the call and, you know, bringing their video in to accept the award and things like that. It's unbelievable. So yes, for the future, when we go back to live events, there can still be this virtual element that we've learned so much about, and really still be able to incorporate all of those people that are all over the world into the event as a hybrid kind of feel.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Jeffrey, so there have been some recent public from public health, there's been some recent adjustments, and those are good signs. So now there are 25 people if there's food involved in a space permitted, 50 people if there's not food and drink, right? So we're starting to open the doors there. In the event industry, are people feeling that? Are they uplifted by that direction?
You know, hopefully optimistic are, you know, not only my two favorite words to put together, but I really do feel that in the event industry. I'm part of an advocacy group that has been working with Dane County Health and, you know, kind of local health officials to try and increase not only the, you know, the amount of people that can attend event, but also to transition the event numbers to an event percentage. Just like restaurants are. So we're working really, really hard. We have a lot of people that are, you know, kind of in this group that are talking to the health officials in Dane County area, trying to get them to understand, you know, that 25 people in the 40,000 square foot convention center at Monona Terrace is just ridiculous. You can really get, you know, 800 to 1,000 people in that convention center and still be physically distanced, still be safe, still have a safe event based on a percentage, right? But we're working hard on that. But yes, if they don't switch to the percentage base for events, then yes, the increases are definitely, you know, something that we appreciate and that we can start seeing the end of this and start thinking about getting back to events.
I know it's been a long haul and it's obviously difficult, and we know that public health has got a lot to think about when they're making these adjustments, of course. So,
of course.
You know, there's so much that goes into it, and I think we all hopefully try to understand that. At the same time, you know, if there are certain rules within certain spaces, you would hope that's kind of consistent across the board. And we, by now, you know, a year into this, we know what works. We know about masking. We know about distancing. We know about making sure we're taking care of ourselves and cleaning the spaces and all of that. And I know you guys have taken so many precautions with those things too, for anything you're going to plan to do. I know that's a big focus area for you.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and again, going back to kind of silver linings, knowing that we can produce hybrid events forever and bringing people in my opinion, the silver lining is everything's just going to be cleaner from now on, right? We've developed, you know, practices that are going to continue on after we don't have to wear masks anymore, and after, you know, we can be closer than 6 feet together, and you know, all of those practices. And caterers, I'm sure, are developing and can continue all of these amazing practices. You know, I just think people are going to be more aware of washing their hands and you know, hygiene, and just being safe, right? And clean. Jeffrey, we've established a new cleaning method. We use a Biodome product, which is a local Madison company, to you know, to sanitize and lay a protection cover of, you know, over all of our equipment to keep all of our clients and our customers healthy. And so, yeah, it's good stuff.
Jeffrey, I know that was so important for you guys to do that, and you've looked into everything you do to make sure you can do everything safely. So thanks for all your great work. That's Jeffrey Sandler from over at Celebrations Entertainment. Find out a whole bunch more about them at celebrationsentertainment.com. Whether you're in Texas, Wisconsin, wherever, you can hire Jeffrey and his team. They're the best.
All right. Thank you very much, Jason. Good to see you.
Have a great day, Jeffrey. Good to talk with you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
We'll be back here on the other side of the break. You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Hi, this is Brad from Zero Res. If you need someone to help with your carpet cleaning, business, or residence, please give us a call. We have the best system available and an amazing team of friendly technicians. Call us at 848-9000 or schedule online at zeroresmadison.com.
Rocker, we gave the people live music. Isn't that what they wanted?
Of course not, Jimmy. Give the people live music and they'll set up a brat stand with a beer caddy.
Will Rocker get his beer and brat? Catch Max Inc. Radio this Saturday evening to find out. We'll have the best of local music from Wisconsin and live music performed in the Devil's Lair. Go to MaxIncRadio.com for the live music schedule. Max Inc. Radio starts at 6 on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Did you bring a lawn chair, Jimmy?
Stream the Devils and progressive news and talk 24/7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
Tune into Sharp Elbows. It's on at 10 a.m. Saturdays with me, Representative Francesca Hong, and my friend Nada El-Makashvi. Every Saturday morning, we want to have a conversation with you about what's going on in the world. Whether it's on the biggest issues, current events, or people who inspire us, let's discuss it all. It's kind of like brunch, but with politics, guests, and callers. No shortage of fun, but also be prepared for some serious truth-telling. Talk to y'all soon.
Sharp Elbows airs Saturdays 10 a.m. only on Devil Radio 92.7.
Madison, you say what? Each weeknight from 5 to 6 p.m., we will break down the news of the day and discuss with my guests what's happening in Wisconsin. Don't miss a second of the award-winning Earl Ingram Show right here on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
I am once again asking you to listen to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. I believe they have the moral fiber to create a progressive movement in Wisconsin and indeed in America.
Back here on Let's Get Local, the final segment of our Saturday show here on the 13th, day before Valentine's Day. If you weren't aware, hey, you still need that last second gift. I got an idea for you, or a couple ideas. Jimmy, how you doing over there? It's all taken care of?
You know, what's interesting about Valentine's Day is actually our dating anniversary, my wife and I. So
okay.
So 23, 24 years as of tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Well, that's awesome. That's commitment. That's love.
Commitment, yes.
That's good. And an easy reminder for you, which is helpful too, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, an idea about Valentine's Day, if you're still looking for one, and some other great stuff, we're going to bring in our next guest here, which is Jarena Vincent from J&J Craftworks over in Verona. Jarena has a great gift store over there. It's very unique. A bunch of Wisconsin specialty stuff you can't find anyplace else because it's made by local people. So, Jarena, good morning, and thanks for coming on the show with us.
Good morning, Jason, and thank you for having me today. Yeah.
How are you this morning? How are things going at the store?
I'm good. It's a little snowy here, so yeah, it's good, yeah.
So first off, tell us a little bit about J&J Craftworks, where it's located, and what you have there, because I know there's a lot of different great gift ideas.
J&J Craftworks is located in Verona, right behind Monk's Bar and Grill. And it's we are stepping into our fifth year this year. And we have primarily gifts and home decor, and which is mostly made by senior citizens around the town. And that's what we are very proud of it. So we have gifts for everybody from baby till like a retirement person. So
some great signs there, different unique wood creations as well that are just fantastic. You guys have so many great things there. And the one thing when I first talked to you about your store that I really loved was you got into the intent and the mission behind it from your perspective. And that was so much about looking at people in the community and giving them a resource to make a little money, but also stay busy, because that was so important to you. Tell us more about that.
Oh, that's very personal to me too. Like, because coming from India, like, and we know our family is back in India and they are alone. So if there is a place for them to do gather and make projects, and they will keep, it will keep them busy. So that's the same concept. I'm not there, so I want to do it here, because even people are suffering here. So we want to create a community of people, like, where people can gather and make projects, and the money go back to them or to the back to the community. That's what J&J is all about. Community store, yes.
So I know too that was just such an important thing, because people need, they need to stay busy. They need a purpose, right? And even something simple like that, especially as you're getting older, if you have a skill and you can still utilize that skill and keep up on it, it does so much for the person.
Oh, it's very, very mentally they will be, it helps you with, you don't get depressed, you don't get Alzheimer's, you know, if you're busy, and if you there is a value for your life, if you feel like, oh, I am making this, I am needed for this, you know, that I am needed. That is what makes a difference in life. When you retire, like, you feel like, oh, I don't have anything to do. No, you have housework, like, you have people to talk, you can make projects, you can visit us, you have a lot of things to do, so you can keep yourself busy. So that's a very important thing. So
now I know people can still get to your store for last second Valentine's Day gifts today. You're not open tomorrow, right? But today there's a couple more hours till 2 o'clock. Also, we know coming up before we know it, Easter, and you already have some Easter gifts there, right? What do you have on the Easter front if people are looking to?
Oh, we are the only religious store. We have small section of religious here. So anybody is looking for baptism, Easter, First Holy Communion gifts, it's a place to come. So we have gathered, we don't have much, but we have enough, a good selection of products here for Easter. Like, yes.
And so you can find out more about J&J Craftworks at jnjcraftworks.com. We're talking to Jerina Vincent, the owner over at J&J Craftworks in Verona, right on North Edge Trail. You can find her on the north side of town. Man, Jerina, I know gifts, like you said before, it's always the season to give a gift, right? So what kind of gift ideas could people have? Can you? What are some of your highest selling items there?
Candles. Now, especially during, because we are in winter cold, people are buying the bath streamers, which you don't have to shower streamers. It's not a bath bomb. It's like bath bomb. It's a shower streamer. You just put it in your shower and it will help you to clear out your stuffy nose and everything. So that's actually a very hot item now, along with our candles.
And I know you have a youngster who makes specialty lip balms and things like that. Those are selling pretty well, I'm guessing, too, right?
Oh, yes, yes. Those are all natural, and which is my daughter who makes all natural lip balms, lip gloss, so which is pretty good. Yes, yeah.
My daughter really loved the one that she purchased as well, so give your daughter a compliment on that as well.
I will. So,
Jerina, before we let you go, one other thing I wanted to ask you about was with your store, people, I know you've done a lot of accommodations during these times. So tell us again the ways that people can come in and shop. Still wearing masks, I'm guessing, but you are trying to be accommodating with your customers too, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So we are open 10 to 2, Monday to Saturday, and you can shop online at www.jnjcraftworks.com. And when you shop, if you're local, just put local pickup and you can come and pick up right here or if you're in Verona, I can even come and drop at your doorstep. Or even if in Madison, just email me, message me. The website won't allow you, but you message me, I will do that. And we ship all over US. So curbside pickup is available. So we are here to serve you. So give us a chance and think about us for your gifting needs.
That's Trina Vincent from J&J Craftworks over in Verona. Again, jnjcraftworks.com. You can purchase from them as well. They'll ship to you. And good Wisconsin-based items, like I mentioned before, including clothing, too. That's, sweatshirts and all kinds of great stuff. So, Trina, thanks for your great store and your time. Take care and stay well, okay?
Thank you, Jason. Thank you for having me.
Good to talk with you. That's Trina Vincent over at J&J Craftworks. More from them at jnjcraftworks.com. What a great business there. And like I said, I've gotten a number of gifts there here over the last few years. And Jarena is one of the sweetest people and nicest people you ever meet. So please give her and her store a shot if you're looking for gift items and a wide range of things there too. So getting to some other local announcements as we wrap up the show, we do want to get to a few things, but Jimmy K, I know you got a couple over there on your end. Do you have some local bits to share with us here? Some good stuff going on.
Yeah, there's an event tomorrow that's happening that I'm involved with. It's called Virtual Venue Love Fest. And it was organized by Dana Perry. Basically, there's going to be a live stream concert from four different venues, Cafe Coda, the Burr Oak, and a couple other ones that are escaping my mind right now, unfortunately. But there's going to be about 10, 12, 14 different live bands, and you can watch it. The whole idea of the show is to raise money to give to our local music venues.
Wow.
Because they are like kind of what you and Colin were talking about earlier. You know, the local venues are hurting right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have concerts. You can't have big shows with big gatherings of people. So, you know, the venue owners here are hurting. You know, people like the Boss Meadery is one of the venues too. So, you know, tune in. You can go to audioforthearts.com to watch the live stream. You can also search for Virtual Venue Love Fest on Facebook to get more information. It's going to be a great show, and we'd appreciate your donations.
That's awesome. Give us that again, the title again.
Virtual Venue Love Fest, and the website that will host the stream is audioforthearts.com.
Another great local Dame by local member, Audio for the Arts, Buzz over there and his team, so great to work with. And if they're doing the show, it's going to be top-notch production, you know that.
I get to have the privilege of hosting the first 3 hours.
Oh,
and
hey.
I'm a radio guy, and I'm really nervous about being in front of a camera. So we'll see how that goes.
You know, if you just smile, Jimmy, and do your normal thing, you'd be fine. You'll be fine.
Thank you.
You're going to do a great job. Well, that's fantastic. So Virtual Love Fest tomorrow. Enjoy that. Local music coming your way to raise money. Good stuff all the way around. We do want to thank our sponsors for Let's Get Local today again. Madison Water Utility and Evolution Financial. You can find out more about them, of course. Madison Water Utility, look them up. Or Evolution Financial, look up Supac 2, one of the best and most unique financial planners around. She is fantastic. I want to remind you of the Dane by Local Monday webinars, some great timely information that comes out every Monday. It's free and open to the public, 10 a.m. You just log on to the Zoom meeting and you're good to go. You can find out that at danebylocal.com. And then, of course, the two online events Wednesday, February 17th. We didn't plan them this way. I don't like to compete with Dane by Local, but DBL has their lunch and learn from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., which is on succession planning. So if you're a business owner looking at that, great programming there. And then the live Q&A, ask a home energy expert. Bring your energy questions about your home for MG&E and Project Home from noon to 1 on February 17th. Find out more about that on projecthome.com. Thanks to Jeffrey Sandler of Celebrations Entertainment for joining us. Jarena Vincent over at J&J Craftworks. We appreciate them. Also, thanks to Jimmy K, the one and only over there, Devil Radio, for having us on. Outside the Pizza Box is up next. Thanks so much for tuning in to Let's Get Local. Stay local, buy local, be local. We'll catch you next week.